Luke chapter 3. We say farewell to Jesus, the baby and boy, and leap forward 30 years to meet John and Jesus as adults. John, again, is the first on the scene, charged as he is with preparing the way. We begin with a selection of secular and religious leaders reigning at the time. Jesus is part of history, and compared to Jesus, other leaders are left wanting. The mention of Herod and Pilate is poignant. They will have a larger part to play in proceedings later. John the Baptist was likely a member of the Essenes, a Jewish messianic ascetic community near the Dead Sea. He was well placed to prepare the way. We only hear about Jesus' baptismal plunge after news of John's arrest. His predicament predicts the ministry of Jesus. Pain and death is on the cards. The following genealogy may seem rather involved, but it is important. Tracing Jesus' roots through Joseph and David all the way back to Adam means that Jesus not only fulfills Jewish expectations, but also that of the whole human race. The chapter ends as it begins, placing Jesus in the context of history, but claiming far more.